Tonight, holiday storm warnings. Millions still at risk as powerful winds and life-threatening rip currents from Hermine close beaches on much of the East Coast. And the new hurricane threat forming tonight. Close encounter, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton's planes within yards of each other as they blitz a key battleground and kick off the unofficial home stretch of the campaign. Speaking out, the parents of a toddler killed by an alligator at Disney World, breaking their silence on a day filled with emotion. Hacking the election, President Obama warns of a potential cyber arms race after a tense meeting with Vladimir Putin amid allegations Russian hackers are trying to undermine the U.S. election. And so long, summer, one last thrill ride on the world's fastest wooden roller coaster. Nightly News begins now.
From NBC News World Headquarters in New York, this is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening. I'm Kate Snow in for Lester. Tonight, for millions of Americans up and down the East Coast, this holiday wasn't quite what they'd hoped. Churning surf, dangerous rip currents, and high winds from Hermine closed down beaches and forced a lot of vacationers to leave the water on this Labor Day. It's the latest impact from a deadly storm that has lingered for days, and the effect on businesses that rely on summer tourist dollars is still being tallied. Gabe Gutierrez is out on the eastern end of New York's Long Island.
Tonight, the stubborn storm is stalling off the northeast coast. Hermine, now a post-tropical cyclone that just won't quit, bringing fierce waves and rip currents.
The wind's coming from the north, and when you're out on the beach, it's hard to, you know, keep your head up and look.
Though Hermine Center is almost 200 miles offshore, in parts of Massachusetts, a tropical storm warning is in effect. Beaches closed across several states.
Planning on taking the 9:30 ferry over, and it's canceled.
Unbelievable power, guys!
After Hermine made landfall in Florida Friday as a hurricane, it's been blamed for at least two deaths. Hundreds of thousands of people were left without power. Emergency declarations in eight states. On its way to Bermuda, the cruise ship Anthem of the Seas rocked by Hermine's waves.
Eating in the restaurant, dishes going all over the place. Pretty exciting.
On New York's Long Island today, the choppy surf washed this boat ashore and kept swimmers out of the water, but not away from the beach completely.
I think we take it a little more seriously when they start giving out the warnings. But, you know, Montauk people are different. They go out anyway.
In Ocean City, Maryland, the financial hit already stinging. Several cancellations at this hotel on this last summer holiday weekend.
This is our last hurrah, so to speak. This is our last big weekend to really make a lasting memory for our guests.
In New Jersey, some business owners in Seaside Heights estimate their business was slashed in half.
There was a lot of people on the boardwalk, but everybody was on standby, not sure to go back to their homes, stay in town, and it hurt business a whole lot.
This might be perhaps the best view of Hermine's power as it meanders off the coast here on the eastern tip of Long Island. Treacherous rip currents are expected, so is beach erosion over the next few days. Kate?
All right. Thanks, Gabe. Meteorologist Dylan Dreyer is joining us tonight with more on where this stubborn storm is going next and the new hurricane that's out there now. Dylan?
That's right. We'll talk about that one in just a second, Kate. But let's start with Hermine, which has been producing some heavier bands of rain across southeastern Massachusetts. It still has winds right now at 70 miles per hour, and it is still moving to the west-northwest. It'll take a turn to the northeast tomorrow, then weaken as it passes very close to Nantucket Wednesday into Thursday. Now, we are still looking at sustained winds tonight across eastern Long Island and Nantucket up around 40 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sustained winds around 30 miles per hour with even higher gusts. That will lead to more coastal flooding at the time of high tide, beach erosion, and also those dangerous rip currents. Now, out in the Pacific, we have Hurricane Newton. It is going to make landfall in Baja California tomorrow. Could produce some flash flooding, especially Tuesday into Wednesday across the southwestern part of the United States. Kate?
All right, Dylan Dreyer, thanks so much. To presidential politics now, neither candidate took today off, with Labor Day marking the unofficial home stretch of the race. As Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton descended on the battleground of Ohio today, there was a moment when their planes were parked just across from each other on the tarmac. We've got it all covered. Let's begin with NBC's Andrea Mitchell. Andrea, good evening.
Good evening, Kate. Hillary Clinton flying with her traveling press corps for the first time since she ran for the White House 8 years ago and answering questions about Russian hacking, the email scandal that has been shadowing her for 16 months, and the FBI. Tonight, Hillary Clinton finally boarding an official campaign plane and coming face-to-face with reporters.
I am so happy to have all of you with me.
Have you missed
us? I was just waiting for this moment.
On the plane, Clinton blasting Russia and Vladimir Putin after national security officials raised concerns about cyber attacks and possible interference with the U.S. election.
When Putin was asked about it, he could barely muster the energy to deny it.
She was also asked about her emails and the FBI.
Does that, to critics, indicate a casual attitude towards classification and towards the way secrets were kept and protected when you were Secretary of State?
I take classification seriously. The fact I couldn't remember certain meetings, whether or not they had occurred, doesn't in any way affect the commitment that I had and still have to the treatment of classified material.
Clinton kicking off Labor Day and the final stretch of the campaign with a rally in Battleground, Ohio, and a near encounter with Donald Trump on the tarmac. Their campaign planes parked only 100 yards apart. Her top surrogates all out today.
There's so many people like Trump who look at us like we're not their equal. I'm sick of it. I have had it up to here.
Bill Clinton at a Labor Day parade in Detroit. And for the first time in a solo rally for Clinton, former rival Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire, a critical state.
On every issue, Hillary Clinton is the superior candidate, hands down.
After Ohio, on to Illinois, on the border with Iowa, another critical battleground. Clinton saying she is more than ready for the mad dash to the finish line. Andrea Mitchell, NBC News, Hampton, Illinois.
I'm Katie Turr. 2 months left and both candidates are trying to one-up the other. Today, their battleground was Battleground, Ohio. On board is Private 757 in response to Clinton's new jet parked beside his. Trump obliged a long-standing media request to fly with him. But while his Democratic rival has vowed to travel full-time with reporters, the Trump ticket was just a one-way affair.
Nice, everyone. I've done it before.
On the ground, Trump grazed through the Buckeye State, both at a state fair outside of Youngstown and with union workers in Cleveland, where he put on a good face, citing a favorable online poll.
Before I started, I was just handed this. The polling is just out. Ohio, Trump is leading 46-43.
In almost every current poll, Trump is still trailing.
The whole primary season identified him as somebody who is vulgar and crude and really doesn't stand for anything. And that's a pretty terrible indictment of a major party presidential nominee.
Now he's facing renewed questions about the Trump Foundation.
I never spoke to him.
Last week, the Washington Post reported the foundation was fined by the IRS for violating tax law for a $25,000 donation to a campaign group tied to Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. The money came as Bondi's office considered a fraud investigation at Trump University, though never opened one.
She's a fine person. Never spoke to her about anything. Never.
The Trump Foundation told us the donation was the result of a series of mistakes and that Donald Trump has reimbursed the foundation the full $25,000. Next up for Donald Trump, North Carolina, where he is currently down 4 points.
Katie Turr, thanks so much. A programming note this Wednesday, NBC News, along with Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, will host Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump back to back for a live primetime forum focused exclusively on issues the next president will have to confront as commander in chief. That is Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on NBC and MSNBC. Turning overseas now, where President Obama held what could be his last ever meeting with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, during a tense face-to-face on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China, the two clashed over the issues of Syria and cybersecurity. NBC's Ron Allen is in Laos tonight with more.
For 90 intense minutes, two of the world's most powerful men face-to-face perhaps for the last time. President Obama, his time in office ticking down, and President Putin. On the line, some measure of peace and relief for the horror that is Syria.
Typically, the tone of our meetings are candid, blunt, businesslike. And this one was no different.
Over the years, the two unable to hide their contempt. Russia backs the Syrian regime. America accuses the dictator of massacre.
Given the gaps of trust that exist, that's a tough negotiation.
But Putin emerged predicting a deal to halt the fighting could come in the next few days. U.S. officials say there's not even a date set for talks to continue. President Obama also confronted Putin about cyber hacking U.S. websites and called for clear rules for all nations to follow.
What we cannot do is have a situation in which suddenly this becomes the wild, wild west.
Mr. Putin left for Moscow. Mr. Obama moved on to his last stop in Asia, Laos. Here, he becomes the first sitting U.S. president to visit this nation America bombed so heavily during the Vietnam War. President Obama confronting a difficult chapter of America's past. Unclear how he will try to end the present nightmare he faces every day in Syria, and whether he'll ever meet one of his toughest adversaries again. Ron Allen, NBC News, Vientiane, Laos.
Now an update on a story that shocked the country this summer. It's been 3 months since that horror at the Disney World Resort in Florida, where a toddler was killed by an alligator. For the first time, the victim's parents have publicly broken their silence to thank the community that supported them and to honor their son on what would have been his birthday. Our Kerry Sanders has more.
Lane Graves would have been 3 years old on Saturday.
Happy birthday, Laney. You're in our hearts today and every second of every other day.
In his hometown, Elkhorn, Nebraska, people gathered to celebrate his life, eating his favorite treat, M&M cookies, and forming a heart for Lane's parents and big sister, Ella.
When we were apart, you would tell us, "I missed you," as we walked through the door. You would always come running to give us a big hug and kiss. We miss you, buddy, and we miss those hugs and kisses.
Lane was building a sandcastle at Disney's Grand Floridian Hotel when a 7-foot alligator grabbed him. There was no fence, but today there is a protective barrier and signs warning of the danger.
Melissa and I often speak about how lucky we were to have spent 2 years, 9 months, and 11 days as a complete family. My wife would tell you those were the happiest days of her life, and I couldn't agree more.
The family has received more than 25,000 cards and donations from around the world, inspiring them to start the Lane Graves Foundation. It will support families who've lost a child suddenly and promote awareness of organ donation.
Lane and Ella used to say to their mommy and daddy that they loved them up to the sky and down to the grass. Lane, Ella, we love you up to heaven and down to the grass. Happy birthday, buddy. We miss you.
Kerry Sanders, NBC News, Lake Buena Vista, Florida.
Our thoughts with that family. Still ahead tonight, battling an American epidemic. Two brothers who struck such a chord with our viewers. We've followed them from the depths of addiction to now a promising new chapter of life. In just the past 2 weeks, there's been a spike in heroin overdoses, more than 200 in the Cincinnati area alone. We've reported often on the families confronting the devastation of addiction, but tonight we want to take a moment to tell you a positive story, to revisit a family I first met more than 2 years ago who now have a powerful message of recovery.
But I have two needles for each kit.
We first met Denise 2 years ago. Her sons, Ben and Ryan, were both living in their childhood bedrooms, both heroin addicts. Denise kept the overdose reversal drug Narcan on her dresser.
Hey.
Leon?
Good.
On the day we were filming, Ryan showed up to one of our interviews high on heroin.
You been using?
No, I didn't use heroin.
Just drinking?
Yeah. I did take a Xanax, too.
His mother knew the truth.
Are you more worried about him than
yes.
you were this morning?
Yes.
Ryan, you look totally different.
Hello. How you
I
doing?
Wouldn't have even recognized you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm so good.
Yeah. This is what 15 months of sobriety looks like. Ryan is living with roommates at Faith Farm Ministries, an addiction recovery program in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
You feel good?
I do feel good. I feel a lot better than I did.
Ryan's working and a straight-A student studying computer networking. He knows his addiction could have killed him.
It easily could have went that way.
Why didn't it?
God? Grace? I don't know. Yeah. Dumb luck, maybe?
After our interview 2 years ago, Denise took this family photo, thinking it would be their last.
Well, I just didn't think they would live. For 10 years, I thought they'd be dead every day. Now I wake up and I'm like, oh, they're alive today.
Ben took a different road to recovery through court-ordered treatment after going to jail for 5 months. Now he's living with his dad, working in construction.
I had to change everything, all the places I went to and all the things I did in order to get better.
You guys are all doing good.
The family wants people to know the disease of addiction can be overcome.
There's a life outside of drugs. It's actually a lot better. It may seem like it's going to be miserable and tedious, but it's not. It's great.
It's still day by day, but for the first time in years, Denise has hope.
I can actually brag about him now. It's a wonderful feeling.
Denise proudly tells us Ryan is on track to graduate from technical school about a month from now at the top of his class. When we come back, cyber spy games. Richard Engel on the trail of Russian hackers suspected of breaking into computers from the White House to the State Department. Back now with more on the tensions between the U.S. and Russia over hacking attacks. President Obama today warned about a possible Cold War-style cyber arms race after his meeting with Vladimir Putin. Tonight, our Richard Engel is on the trail of Russian hackers. U.S. officials warn they may be trying to undermine confidence in America's election.
Even as Hillary Clinton took to the stage of the Democratic convention, party officials were scrambling with a major security breach. They'd been hacked. Investigators now say it was a cyber attack launched from Russia.
Who are these hackers?
Basically, they are coming from the Russia underground.
Former hacker Stefano Magalia is now a leading expert on the Russian hackers.
They do services for the Russian state, and in exchange, they get protection.
Yeah.
The attack on the Democratic Party's computers was not the first time these two teams of hackers targeted the democratic institutions of a Western country. Last year, one of them hacked its way into the servers of Germany's parliament, the Bundestag, penetrating the very heart of the German political system. In Germany, cybercrimes are investigated by the equivalent of our NSA. Andreas Konen oversees its work.
What you see here are the typical kinds of attack. Those are the ones with origin bear, and you see they are clear cut.
Origin bear, meaning Russia?
Meaning Russia.
And right there is the direct link between the German parliament hack and the DNC break-in.
Does that mean that the Russian government is attacking Germany, is attacking the United States?
I think we have to take this into account.
Experts believe the same Russian hackers are the ones who recently penetrated the unclassified computers of the White House, State Department, and the office of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Why are we seeing so much activity from Russia now?
I think this is because Russia has discovered the power he has.
So Russia is doing it because it learned it can.
Yeah.
Russia has denied any involvement in the attacks on the U.S., and President Putin called the accusations an attempt to distract the public's attention. Welcome to the age of cyber warfare. Richard Engel, NBC News, Berlin.
When we come back, before we say goodbye to summer, we say hello, Dolly, and take on the hit attraction at a theme park owned by a country music superstar. Finally tonight, one last bit of summer fun as the season unofficially comes to a close. We sent our Kevin Tibbles to Dollywood to brave what is billed as the world's fastest wooden roller coaster. As Kevin found, it's a real scream.
There's just something nostalgic about those old wooden roller coasters. The Cyclone at Coney Island has been providing thrills and chills for nearly 90 years. These days, everything old is new again, except way faster. It's called the Lightning Rod, and the Fearless are lining up at Dolly Parton's Dollywood in Tennessee.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
I got this.
Well, it looks really fun, and I brought an extra pair of pants.
Maybe I should have thought of that.
What a way to make a living.
Like a souped-up street racer on jet fuel, Lightning Rod blasts off. After climbing a mere 20 stories, it then plummets, top speed 73 miles an hour. More twists and turns than a bucking bronc. More horsepower, too. And something about 20 seconds of airtime. What does that mean?
you're pulling negative G's, so technically you are coming off the seat and you are floating to some degree.
Oh my. Lightning rod lasts just under 2 minutes, which for some is just under 2 minutes too long. But for others...
My heart rate was beating so fast.
Non-stop thrills.
And if that makes sense, it's the ride for you. Yes, the wooden roller coaster ain't getting older. It's just getting wilder. Can't you tell? Kevin Tibbles, NBC News, Dollywood.
Sign me up. I'm totally in. That will do it for us on this Monday night, Labor Day. I'm Kate Snow. For all of us at NBC News, thanks so much for watching. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.